N8 DVF, does he?
N8 DVF, W8 RCY, good morning. W8 RCY square. Kilo Fox Charlie Echo Tango Select. Kilo Fox Charlie Echo Tango Select.
F8 GBH.
N8 PZT, Indian River, Michigan. You're coming through loud and clear up here.
8 GBH, your neighbor to the north in Rockford, came through nice and clear.
F8 CYO. Evidently I can transmit, but I can't receive on this one radio, so I got some programming to do.
KACKGO.
NAPBF, KACMR. I didn't figure out the time I called out on analog, my bad. No, that's good. You at home?
Yeah, I'm just programming radio, so if you want to swing by and grab that one.
All right, sounds good. I'm pulling out of my house right now, so I'll be there in a few minutes. Thank you again. I'll see you soon. KACMR.
I mean, that sounds good, and yeah, I tried, but I think that thing's cooked.
N8 DVF. KACKGO, monitoring. Statewide 1.
Kilo Zulu to Bravo, listening as well. Can you come back, please, with your transmission? I didn't get your call signed.
Kilo Charlie 8, Kilo Juliet Oscar.
Hey, how you doing, Thomas? My name is Simo. Yeah, I was surprised actually to hear you. I'm in a basement of a library and could barely get any signal here. So where are you located right now?
I'm in Memphis, Michigan, just southwest of Port Huron.
Yeah, your transmission is very clear. I can hear you really well. I am actually in Petoskey, so thank you for the comeback. I will talk to you later. We're in the middle of a meeting. Thanks a lot. Thank you.
KZQB 73, KCKGO.
You little fox cut it. I threw the thing to a flop.
NADBF, KGMR.
Good afternoon. Did I lose yourself?
No, there you are. Yeah, for some reason this hand mic, when I plug it into the wire, the volume's like super low now. So, I can barely hear it. So, I don't have time to mess around with it right now, obviously, because I'm driving, but that's strange.
I bet you it's got two separate settings just for whether it's plugged in or not.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Because when I had it using the Bluetooth, it was beautifully loud. But I guess I should have started messing around with it a little sooner than 2 minutes before I had to leave.
It takes forever to figure stuff out, man. I'm telling you, I'm still thinking around with these stupid dope plugs.
Which one are you doing now? Did you get a different radio or just working on the older existing ones you had?
I'm just trying to get out of the my Motorola.
Yep, I think I lost you there. I'm going to have to do I got to think of bringing that roaming. I wasn't exactly sure what it was. Now that I got an idea here and you guys use it, I'm going to set it up.
Yeah, it works really, really well. I'll have to look up how to do it on an Anytone, but I imagine it's not too difficult.
I think I saw it when I was programming it. I think it's just like a checkbox, and you just click, if I recall correctly, you just click the ones you want to put into the roaming feature and then write it, but not 100% sure. Like I said, when I set it up, I wasn't exactly sure what it was, and I didn't want to play with too many extra features, but yeah, I was on Mount Clements, I think, and then, I don't know, I had also I went to respond back to you, and it said no repeater available, so I had to click over. I think I'm on Detroit now.
I found that I was able to run Mount Clemens up to Huff, and then when I turned west on the Huff,
I was then roaming over to Burnside. But, yeah, you should be able to, between Detroit, Mount Clemens, and Burnside, you should be able to commute that entire thing.
Yeah, it seems like it. Where am I now? I think I'm, not even sure. I was on Van Dyke, like 18 mile, trying to do a turnaround, and it cut out. So, especially Detroit, it seems like it's fine now.
I can tell you in a second, too. I'm on the dashboard here. Yeah, you're at negative 94. You're pounding it.
So the basis, from what I understood by listening to some of you guys, that roam, it automatically switches when it detects, like, a stronger repeater signal. Is that correct?
Correct. So you'll have, like, a RSSI value. And you can set it per channel or per repeater, or you can just set the entire list to be a minimum of this amount. Depending on, you know, like I drive the same way every day, so it makes more sense for me to have RSI values for specific repeaters, so I'm not, like, I'll pick up Detroit at 32-mile road, which obviously I don't want if I can hit Burnside or Mount Clemens way before Detroit. So you kind of tweak that, but, once it starts pinging off these different repeaters, and then once it starts seeing one stronger than the other, it'll switch to that one.
Okay. Yeah, that's kind of what I was gathering on it. That sounds like a good feature, because, you know, losing the signal and then trying to, you know, switch it while you're driving, probably not the safest thing. So I'll have to check that out when I get home later, see if I can get it programmed up.
On the Motorola stuff, it's called IP Connect. I think it's just called roaming on Anytone, but I could be wrong. If anyone listening has a setup, chime in. But, it's basically a scan list is all it is.
Okay. Yeah, like I said, I think I vaguely remember as I was going through, I thought I saw something, roam list or whatever. And then I think you just add which group you want in there. But shouldn't be too bad. I'll have to look at it when I get home and get that going now that I'm getting a better grasp on all this programming stuff.
Yeah, I want to say that like 90% of the functionality for that kind of stuff on Anytone is there. And I'm trying to think. I think Anthony, KRUH, he has his set up and it works good.
Yeah, I think I'll have to do it on both of them, but the 878 and the 578. But, yeah, I should have played around with this 578 a little more before just throwing it in here and testing it out, because the volume is driving me crazy. I got it, like, maxed out on the hand mic, and it's so low. But, like I said, I also got to look around and play around with that Bluetooth, because I don't like I told you earlier, the connection thing. You kind of lose, you know, the first second or so when somebody keys up, and such a quick comment or conversation, you miss the whole thing, and you just hear the key up, and then that's it, no audio.
I'm surprised that it's that delayed. I think if it was Bluetooth, like a Bluetooth speaker, right, it would always be on.
Yeah, maybe, like you said, maybe there's some power-saving feature or something. Because I was playing with it this morning a little, and I was just using the Bluetooth. And it's like if it was like a quick key and talk, then I'd miss like the first second of whatever they were saying. But if I gave it a second after they keyed out, then I could hear it. So it's almost like a slight, I mean, it's super slight, but just enough, you know.
I think, yeah. Mine does the same thing. If I'm on scan, I miss the first, like, second of what they were saying.
Not sure if you got any of that. I was getting a strange hum noise. Must be having some technical difficulties on this end. I didn't get that. I heard a key out, but nothing.
I did have really bad loss on that last one. I don't know if you're copying me now.
Yeah, I got you now. Just out of curiosity, if you got the dashboard, if I switched over to Mount Clemens, how's that signal looking?
You went from a negative 88 to a negative 84, so not much of a difference. That last transmission was a negative 89.
Okay, yeah, I'm just going to have to play around with it then. Probably get into that roaming, like you said. If it's, you got to set the RSSI or whatever, it's as simple as just toggle on, add them. But kind of get my my route like you did, you know, driving down here and back home.
So what are you going to do with the 150? You going to put it in a bag or something or put it in a camper?
I'm not sure yet. I'm, I don't really want to get rid of it because I like the, you know, the small, the detachable face. But I like, you know, I kind of like the fact that I can use a mobile on digital. So I'm not sure yet. Just kind of playing around with it right now, and we'll see where I go from there.
I don't know if I'm dropping out of the system or if you're not hearing me or what, but. My signal is definitely bad. I don't know why.
Yeah, I caught you that time. I didn't hear anything prior to that. So, not sure what's going on. But on that note, I'm actually pulling up. So, I'm going to try to park this thing and get in there and keep my fingers crossed that the rain holds out. So, I'll get a hold of you later when I'm done. And maybe you can help mess around and I can test some of this stuff again. So, K-A-T-M-R.
All right, man. Sounds good. And tell your boy good luck, and hopefully you guys stay dry. N-A-D-B-F.
N-A-D-B-F. W-A-R-C-Y.
Good afternoon, Donald. Sorry, I just switched radios there.
Good afternoon. I was just wondering if you got your mic from Sean at lunch yesterday.
I have it sitting next to me right now, so thank you very much.
You're most certainly welcome. I'm glad I went to a good home. And it's my thanks for the work you did on my HP laptop that had unfortunately passed away.
No problem at all. I'm happy to help. You have a very, very old BMR ID, don't you?
Well, I'm older than my DMR. I'm older than my DMR ID. That DMR ID is my commercial moto turbo account ID that is in my 7550E, and I cannot use a different one in this particular radio. If I were to get one of those Bofangs or something that everybody's picking up on, I have an actual 312 blah 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 radio ID. So I'm actually talking on a commercial radio.
Alright, I was going to say, I just updated contact. I literally had just gotten on important to CSV, that's why I had to switch radios. What the heck is this number?
Well, if I do invest in a separate DMR radio that's non-Motorola, I could put my standard radio ID, which I've had for about a year and a half now, I can put that in that radio so I don't confuse everybody. All right, I'll let you go. Glad you got the microphone. I'm glad it's working out for you. Have a good afternoon. Stay dry. Catch up with you later. W-A-R-C-Y.
All right, Donald, again, I appreciate it. Thank you very much. And, yeah, we'll talk soon. Stay dry as well. And 8-EBF.
I'll just put your 40602 as a contact for you, and then that'll clear it up. Then I'll know who you are.
Dave, I thought you knew that.
Oh well. Yep, I'm in here. But like I say, I'm on a commercial Motorola radio with a commercial account with an SCI identifier to all my Motorola radios that I have in my fleet. Yeah, I mean, it's not a big deal. I mean, all you have to do is identify with your call sign just like it were, like, analog radio, right? So it's not... The idea is really doesn't matter, you know. You just have... Once you say your call sign, everybody knows who you are. And I know you're 4060, you know, whatever. If I see that number, I know it's you. So it's not a big deal to me. KFAS.
Nope, I literally just added him as a contact, so I just have to plug the 7550 back in, and it'll be on there.
Yeah, I have my list in my radios updated recently, and I have to attach some names to the IDs that are in there. Like right now, Dakota's just coming up a number, but I'll get that updated soon. All right, gentlemen, have a good afternoon. I think the sun is trying to come out this way a little bit towards Madison Heights. The skies are getting brighter. Have a good one. Catch up with you later. WERCY.
Yeah, at least it stopped raining. Flooding needs to stop, too. Can't beat us.
Catch you later, Donald. Dave, I was going to text you for your AI advice, but I think I figured out a roundabout way.
A roundabout way for entering contacts?
For cleaning it up so I could just pull basically the stuff on the system. So then what I ended up doing was just increasing the scroll limit of the dashboard, feeding it to chat, and just saying, clean it up, no duplicates. And then I just did a, what is it, concatenate, whatever, in Excel to combine the call and the name, and then imported that. There's only, like, there's not many on the system. There's, like, 76, I think.
Yeah, that's what I kind of do. I go to the Brandmeister last herd or whatever, and I go back like 6 months, and I'll just grab all the call signs from that and DMR IDs, and that's usually what I'll put in my radio.
Yeah, the problem is I can only put, I don't know what the hard limit is. I think it's like 5,000 or 10,000.
I think it's like either 1,000 or 2,000. I thought I heard Wally say 2,000, but there's not 2,000 unique IDs on this talk group. Now, if you were on Kansas City wide, you know, if you went on 31, if you go and grab the list from 313136 or whatever, you're gonna see a lot more. But no, if you take this talk group. And if you were to go to Brandmeister to, like, 31266, that will get, like, most of Michigan right there.
I'm going to clear out of here because I just got back home, so I won't have the good signal. I'll be back later. KFA does.
At ADBS.
KCA-MXC. Monitoring.
KEA-LAX, daylight one monitoring.
KEA-LAX, NAWRO, Richmond, on an HT.
NAWRO, KEA-LAX, did you call me on TMR?
Yeah, it's affirmative, Dean. I'm not sure if I'm going to make it. I'm on the Connect Systems HT outdoors. How copy?
Oh, absolutely loud and clear. You sound absolutely perfect. No issues at all. I don't know where your RSSI is because I'm in the car at the moment, but yeah, you sound great.
I copy that, 90% at least. I imagine you might be en route to work right now?
Negative. I'm heading over to a buddy's house at 27 and County Line. Doing a little bit of work on some vehicles, so I have the weekend off. Finally, after 3 weeks on, I've definitely enjoying the weekend.
NAWRO. Ah, there you go. You finally got a weekend off. That's good. Well deserved. Yeah, actually, I'm in the garage replacing the carburetor on my generator. It was doing a little surging there. I think I might have mentioned it, and it gets below a certain RPM, it stops producing power, so that's not good.
No, definitely not. And then on top of that, those generators use RPM to control the hertz, so you can really drag some stuff down and almost give like a brownout situation by running too low of RPMs. And surging is definitely not good for the electronics.
Well, I've got that covered on this one, Dean, because it is an inverter generator, so the surging won't affect the power output. Unless it gets but it's better than damaging equipment, but on the same token, let's fix the problem. Let's not have it surge because I got to have it reliable.
Copy that. And carburetors are fairly cheap online anymore anyway.
That's exactly right. I'm not bothered cleaning this one right now. I just went ahead and ordered OEM one online, Arctic Rival, so I don't have to adjust the extra. I already did that with a Sharpie. And looks like a pretty straightforward project. The only issue, I had to use ramps to get it up on top of a work table because I don't want to bend down and try to do this, but that worked out fine. It wasn't an issue.
Fair enough. Well, the biggest trick is to drain your fuels of those carburetors when not in use. I know sometimes it might be a pain, but it takes the carburetors from getting gummed up. The ethanol in these fuels really chews up these carburetors.
Yeah, oddly enough, I was really good at doing that. Then again, this is like 4 years old, might be going on five. I would shut off the gas and drain the tank to the best I could, and then just run it until it runs dry, and then right at the tail end put some sea foam in there. So it worked for the first 4 or 5 years perfectly, no type of surging at all. But the last deployment there, the next day after overnight, it was surging enough to where you could tell the RPMs are going up and down, and finally it triggered the safety there to shut things down. So no good. Got to fix it up. But all right, Dean, I'll let you go. I'm going to get back at it. You have a good day. Stay safe doing the work you're doing. November 8th, Whiskey Romeo Oscar Richmond. I'll be clear listening out.
Copy that. Good luck, Jim. If you need anything, let me know. I'll be monitoring all day on the DMR. This is KE8LAX. I'll be clear.
N8WRO Richmond. N8WRO Richmond. N8BVR. Statewide 1. N8WRO. N8BVR here. How are you doing, Tim? N8WRO. N8BVR.
Brian, I think Tim will be right over here on DMR. He was calling for you on the KCA-LTS analog, so I think somebody had told him to meet you here on DMR. So please be aware, Tim, N8WR, will hopefully be here in a moment to talk with you. Just wanted to let you know. W8RIT.
Hi, Dave. This is N8BZR trying to get a hold of N8WRO.
N8WRO, finally got the right spot there, Brian. I heard you call later. How copy? I'm on HT here.
Beautiful copy, Tim. Beautiful copy. I called earlier and I said that I was on Statewide 1. I was hoping you'd catch that, but I know you're busy working on the car or something. You still working on the carburetors, over?
Yes, I am. Replacing the Champion generator carburetor, and it's going well so far. So, I had your call. I was on a phone call, so I couldn't respond.
Yeah, I heard you talking to Dean about seafoam and stuff, and I wanted to let you know that I learned something about it. I'm a sworn believer of seafoam, and I like seafoam a lot. But this guy on YouTube had done some tests with seafoam, what's that stuff called? The other preservatives, the other stuff. I can't think of the name right now, so it's getting my tongue. The red stuff, the Stabil. And he found that he put a piece of metal in there, a piece of pot metal that the carburetors are built out of, and he put it in there and he let it sit for 2 years. And then he compared the results. And the Stabil had no corrosion, But the seat foam did, which surprised me because I'm a sworn believer of seat foam. So I just want to let you know that. Over.
AWRO. Copy that, Brian. I actually have a stable bottle in my hand right now. It's got that handy special measuring spout, and yeah, you're right, it's red. And this is the newer one. I was just kind of using up the seat foam, so I will take that tip, and we will be using stable henceforth. I think back when I had the boat, I used to use seat foam. I'm not sure, maybe just because of the name. Well, it says marine on it, too, but yeah, I'll favor the stable then. I appreciate the tip.
Yeah, I just wanted to let you know that, and I was really surprised to find it out because I swear by that seafoam stuff, but I guess the seafoam makes a better cleaner than anything. But for long-term storage, Stabile seems the way to go. I don't know the guy's name, but you could take a look and look for the YouTubes where he does comparisons of different stuff, and he'll do different tools and all kinds of stuff. Really interesting. If I can find the name later, I'll let you know.
Yeah, I appreciate it. So, like, with the snowblower, which I just did, and also the generator for seasonal storage, I put a little in, but I run it dry. I just keep it running until it starves itself so that the bowl in the carb is, more or less empty. But I do put stable in the Cub Cadet in the shed over, because there's always a little gas in it. I don't run that dry. And I started that up yesterday, and it started up fine, so I was very happy with that. But, yeah, I got to have this generator working right. You can't have an emergency generator that's causing your problems when you need it.
Yeah, it's a good idea to run it dry. I ran mine dry, too. Okay, I'm getting destinated here. Thanks for coming back to me, 73s, and this is NHBZR, we're out.
Copy that again, Brian. Thanks. I appreciate it. NHWRO, I'll be clear, but listening as well.
WEKLSA.
K8YNU. This is NHWCB. Hopefully you're not having your radio trouble there. It's like your response was short there, and I'm like, that just the tone or inflection of your voice didn't sound good. Hopefully everything's okay.
Yeah, I've got to hardwire the radio into the car because I'm having voltage issues. I've never had a voltage issue with any single radio that I've had except for the Unitone, and I'm regretting buying the Unitone. I should have went with the Motorola, but that's okay.
Well, like I say, once you get the time, you're able to do that. You can get that hardwired into your car. I haven't tried the radio here and the terrain. I'm kind of interested to see how it'll work out. I am probably going to get an external battery for that here once I kind of save up a little bit more, but. Yeah, so I think it'd be a good thing for you to hardwire it in.
Yeah, I gotta reach out to Dean. Dean said he'd get me a hand with it, so it shouldn't be too hard. But I gotta get on that. I don't want to pull the radio.
Yeah, that's it. You don't want to do that, and you don't want to have any issues with your car either. If it's in that direction, or if it's the radio, or both. You definitely don't need that type of trouble.
Yeah, no, for sure don't. Just act with having the muffler replaced with basic quiet.
That is a good thing. And for the price, you can't beat that. As soon as I can get an opportunity, again, it's one of those things I'll just have to get under the car and see where it is on the terrain there, and if it's in that spot, and maybe it's that price, we might be able to do something about it. But yeah, we'll wait and see.
Yeah, for sure. Give it a look and see what's going on there, and if it, Doug's Muffler, I like them. They prepare me, so definitely recommend them. They do brakes as well, so.
And refresh my memory, where are they at? I know there's a tire, I'm thinking of the tire place that's on Cass. I'm sure that's not it.
No, it's just north of the station there. If you go just past the station, and then there's the Auto Zone, it'll be the next door just north of that.
Okay, that's a good thing. You know, if you ever need any work done like that, you can always drop it off there. You'll be close by your location, and be able to hopefully pick it up after work. If you don't ever have to do that, but if so, it'd be convenient for you.
Yeah, it is nice. So it's walking distance, so it works out really well. And like I said, they take care of you pretty. They take care of you pretty well. If I can talk. Sorry about that.
NAWCB, go ahead, Terry. Yeah, that's like you say. If you ever find a good shop to take a car, and then the name is familiar. It sounds like they've been there for a while, and that goes a long way. To be able to trust a shop that they're not gonna fry you there on repairs and that, or say, well, you need a whole new exhaust system type of thing. That's good. I'm happy for you in that way.
Yeah. Well, even the dealership, I was talking to the dealership about it, and he's like, yeah, you have to replace your exhaust. He's like, but I'm going to tell you this, and he's like, don't say anything, because I didn't tell you. But he's like, don't do it here. He's like, take it to an exhaust, muffler place, because he's like, here, they're going to charge you an arm and a leg. He's like, at the muffler place, they'll do it real cheap for you.
Yeah, I believe it. I believe it. So, like you say, I think you made a good choice there, and it's at least it'll work there for you, and it's you're not spending an arm and leg, and yet it's not roaring going up the street there.
Yeah, we don't have to worry about waking the neighbors up and making a ton of noise in the morning.
NAWCB. Yeah, I remember before the Blazer, we traded it in, it was starting to bite the dust there. I know it didn't have an exhaust on it, and I felt bad about starting it up in the morning at about 5 something and going to work, 5:30 and going to work. It's like, what are you going to do? I get you there.
Yep. Now my next thing is I'm gonna get a couple new tires for it. So that's the eventual thing.
That's it, and just or just replace prioritize what you need. If you can't get all four, just get two for now and just start out that way. And that's what I've done through the years, and it's been a help. It's kind of, spend, like you say, an arm and a leg on tires. I did that one time, and I don't think I'm going to do that again.
Yeah, no. I do two at a time, and unless they've got a really good deal or something like that. But, we'll see. We'll see how it all goes.
Absolutely, yes, absolutely. Well, like I say, I'm glad you were able to get that fixed, and like I say, you can kind of map things out and go from there. But you got to take care of your car. I know I've got to get the car in for an oil change here soon, so we'll probably take care of that. And I don't know, wait and see if there's anything else we need with it. That's probably the most, the priority at the moment is getting the oil done.
Yeah, well, I'll keep my eye out, too, because sometimes I get deals through the dealership. Like, the dealership will send us stuff. This last one was like $50 or a little over $50, and it was oil change, tire rotation. They topped your fluids off, and then did a safety inspection on it. You just sat there and waited for it, and they sent you a video of what you needed done, and then they turned you loose.
NAWCB, hey, I like that. Yeah, I think I'm paying, the last couple of times, I think I've paid like upwards of $70-$80 to change for that, I forget what it is, the GM uses Dextrose or whatever in the car. So, yeah, that would be a nice thing. And you know, to get the tires rotated, my newer tires are on the back, and I haven't rotated them on that car, so that would probably be a nice thing. Get it safety inspection and get the oil change. That would be nice.
Yeah, and the nice thing about them is they're not pushy at all. They just tell you this is what you need, and if you want it, great. If not, no big deal.
Yes, yeah, that's a nice thing. At least they recommend and. Leave it in your ballpark. They're not twisting your arm, and I like that. And if I can take it somewhere where I can wait on it, just not in a position right now where I can leave it. Back in the day, mom would drive one of the cars, and I'd drive when it has to be fixed, and, she'd be right there to pick me up or drop me off or whatever. I just don't have that luxury anymore. So to be able to stay with it is using an old world word, quite expedient.
Yeah, like they'll take you places. They got a shuttle and they'll drive you wherever you need to go. But it's like, for the time frame that they get it done in, it's just worth sitting there. And they got coffee and they've got water and you go check out the new cars if you want to or whatever. And you just kind of hang out, and then they call you and let you know, hey, this is what your car's done, this is what you need to do, and bada bing, bada boom, out the door you go.
Ah, okay, that ain't bad. That ain't bad at all. Check out the new cars. I don't know. It might put me into might not be a new car, but maybe a used car, if that feel is good. I don't know, but that's later on. Until kind of the dust settles here, I guess it's going to be get a little bit more out of what we got, but might be worth checking.
Yeah, you never know. You may end up some Mustang or something like, Mustang GT or something like that,
That wouldn't be bad. That wouldn't be bad, but I don't know about my insurance, whether they like that or something. Could be more like, probably more like what I got or something a little smaller, but yeah, we'll see. Like I say, got to kind of weigh things over a little bit further and take it away from there.
Yeah, I totally understand. I definitely understand that they're dead. But, well, I am home, so I'm going to head in and unwind, get ready for supper and relax, and then do it all over again tomorrow. But I appreciate you coming north with me. I'm sorry about the radio. Hopefully, I'm sure I get that repaired here soon. I'll reach out to Dean and see what his availability is, but get that fixed and get back to chatting because I got a new stick on the top of the car. So,
okay. I was wondering if you lost your antenna. That's I was kind of wondering about that. So that's cool. While it was transmitting well, it sounded good here, but. But I get you there. But, just let me know if you want to, keep going on this one or whether you want to go back to, analog, however things work out, just let me know. But thanks for the ride along. Glad you made it through today. And we'll let you head on in and tell everyone hello and relax this evening. Have some dinner. And it's going to be chilly tonight. Stay warm. Tell everyone hello, 73s, and 88 to you and the family, and we'll talk soon. NAWCB is clear on your final.
sounds good, dude. Sounds good. If you need anything, don't hesitate to reach out and enjoy your evening. Stay warm tonight. Like you said, it is supposed to get cold. That's all right. It'll be short-lived, and spring is here. So. Enjoy your evening, and we'll talk here tomorrow. 73s and 88s, Dealer Mom. K8YN Euclid.